This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization warned on Monday that three key questions must be answered before any country should begin easing its restrictions linked to the coronavirus pandemic. Tedros Adhanom, the director general of the WHO, provided them in a media briefing. He said the first question is the epidemic under control? Second, is the healthcare system able to cope with a resurgence of cases? And third, is the public health surveillance system able to detect and manage the cases and their contacts? Adhanom noted recent resurgences of cases in South Korea, Germany, and China after they eased some restrictions. Elsewhere, after 8 weeks of lockdown, France on Monday allowed people to go outside without permits and let some shops reopen. Turkey has reopened shopping malls with temperature checkpoints and mask requirements. It also limits the number of people in stores. In Spain, people were allowed to eat outdoors on Monday. Some children in the Netherlands and Switzerland returned to school, and some states in Germany reopened their gyms. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Monday that starting Tuesday, the country would begin reopening its economy, resuming work at industrial plants and construction sites. South Korea, which for weeks now has had very low numbers of new infections, reported more than 30 new cases for the second day in a row on Monday. Most of them were connected to an outbreak at nightclubs and bars in Seoul. Officials are worried about a re-emergence of the virus as people return to their normal lives. Some measure of normal life is set to resume Tuesday in India, with the country's rail lines running again for the first time since late March. But India also reported its highest one-day increase in confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Monday. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. The White House says it's now requiring everyone who enters the West Wing to wear a mask or a face covering after two White House officials tested positive for the coronavirus last week. A memo sent to all staff on Monday outlined the new policy in the West Wing, which is where the daily operations of the Trump administration take place. The policy is meant to protect President Donald Trump, who has resisted wearing a mask himself. At a news briefing at the White House Monday, President Trump told reporters he feels no vulnerability to coronavirus in the White House because everyone who enters the Oval Office is tested before they come in. He acknowledged that someone at the White House had tested positive for coronavirus and expressed confidence that that person will be out of quarantine, quote, very soon. Last week, a personal valet to President Trump and the press secretary for Vice President Mike Pence both tested positive for coronavirus. It was unclear to which person the president was referring. He also said at the press conference that there are good and bad aspects of wearing face masks. It's not a one-sided thing, he said. He didn't elaborate. The U.S. Justice Department says it's weighing whether to issue hate crime charges against two white men in Georgia for the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed black man. Arbery was shot in the small coastal town of Brunswick, Georgia, in February while he was jogging. The alleged shooters, a father and son, told police they believed Arbery matched the appearance of a burglary suspect. The two suspects were only arrested last week after a video of the shooting appeared online and went viral. They've been charged with felony murder and aggravated assault. Attorneys for Arbery's parents have requested a federal investigation into possible hate crime violations. Georgia does not have a hate crime law at the state level. Georgia's state attorney general has promised to investigate why it took more than 2 months for local police to arrest the suspects. The Justice Department is also looking into how local officials handled the case. British media are reporting that the International Criminal Police Organization, also known as Interpol, has issued a wanted notice for a U.S. woman who's accused of killing a British teenager during a car crash last year. A so-called red notice was issued for Anna Sakoulis, the wife of a U.S. diplomat, meaning she could be arrested if she leaves the United States. Such notices are usually initiated by a member country, but they're not the same as an international arrest warrant. Sakoulis claimed diplomatic immunity after a deadly car crash in Britain last August and swiftly returned to the United States, setting off a diplomatic dispute between London and Washington. Britain has requested her extradition, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo rejected that request in January. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.